Patient's name is Joanne Huff, first name J-O-A-N-N, last name H-U-F-F. Date of birth is 9/13/1954. Date of service is 6/10/2022. History of present illness, the 67-year-old female presents to the clinic for COVID exposure. Patient has been tested positive for COVID just a few days ago. And she woke up yesterday not feeling well. Temp last night was 99, but this morning when she woke up, temp of 101. She's had cough, headache. Patient is allergic to Phenergan, Cipro, Levaquin, Doxy, Clindamycin, morphine, and steroids. Current medications, Lipitor, Xanax, and Nexium. Medical history, hyperlipidemia, GERD, anxiety. Surgical history, denies social history, denies drugs, CTOH or smoke, ROSC, HPI. Vital signs, blood pressure is 136 over 64, heart rate 122, respiratory 16, temp 101.2, O2 sat is 97, she weighs 131 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes of one pupils, pleural net negative, JVG, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even and labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel contents 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, get steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Please do edema on H-E-E-N-T. She does have mild erythema to the posterior pharynx, but bilateral tympanic membranes intact. Assessment and plan number 1, patient had COVID exposure. Number 2, viral syndrome. Number 3, febrile illness. Patient did have a COVID swab done in the office, but it was negative. I do think patient did test early. I think if she tests in approximately 2 more days, her COVID test will be positive. I do want her to still follow CDC guidelines. I did give her a prescription of that Paxlovid, and she did request injections today. So she did get Rocephin and Decadron, and she'll be sent home with a Medrol dose pack as well. The patient will take over-the-counter medications for symptom relief. If she has any worsening of condition, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Patient does agree to the plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.